This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations Secretary General has urged world leaders to declare states of climate emergency in their countries to spur action to avoid catastrophic global warming. Antonio Guterres was speaking at a climate summit on Saturday. The one-day virtual gathering was aimed at building momentum for much steeper cuts in planet-warming emissions on the fifth anniversary of the 2015 Paris Climate Accord. Guterres said the economic recovery packages launched in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic represented an opportunity to accelerate the transition to a low-carbon future. But he warned this was not happening fast enough. On Friday, summit co-host Britain announced it would pledge to end direct government support for overseas fossil fuel projects, aiming to spur similar moves by other countries to accelerate a shift to cleaner energy. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson told the summit what he called the Green Revolution could provide millions of jobs worldwide. Pope Francis on Saturday encouraged nations to work out a strategy to reduce net carbon emissions to zero. He committed Vatican City, the world's smallest state, to do so by 2050. He said in a video, "The current pandemic and climate change, which are not only environmentally relevant, but also ethically, socially, economically, and politically, affect above all the lives of the poorest and most fragile." He continued, "In addition to adopting some measures that cannot be postponed any longer, a strategy is needed to reduce net emissions to zero." Francis, who since his election in 2013 has championed environmental causes, announced that Vatican City would do its bit. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.